they come!
The shout from Smoke came only minutes before the mass of rioters entered the Circle Double C Ranch complex, but it was enough to roust everybody out of bed.
Wolf, help me close to that there window. I'll take it from there. I can shoot just as good with my left hand as I can with my right.
Beans turned to Sandy.
Well, get some help and shove my bed to that window and hand me my rifle. Then you and Rita get on the floor. All right, that's good.
The girls then reached for their own rifles.
Can't you women take orders?
We stand by our men. Now shut up and shoot.
Yes, dear.
Whoa!
Before Beans could sight the rider in, Parnell's sawed-off blaster was already up.
Give him hell, baby!
Curb that vulgar tongue, woman!
Yes, dear.
In the bunkhouse, Ring was proven deadly with a rifle.
What the... hell, it's jam!
Ring turned just as a man was crawling in through a rear window.
Hey! Now, guess I'll make do with my Colts.
Ring moved to the window. Outside, Smoke and the Reno Kid had grabbed up rifles and bandoliers of ammunition and raced to the barn and corral, knowing that if the outlaws succeeded in stampeding their horses, they were doomed. Reno climbed into the loft with Jake and Courtney. Fitz, Willie, and Old Cook stayed below, while Smoke and Gage remained outside, behind watering troughs by the corral. The outlaw Hartley, who was wanted for murder down in the Oklahoma Nations, tried to rope the corral gates and bring them down. Smoke leveled his pistol.
Drop! Damn it!
Smoke ran straight for the man on horseback.
Hey!
Smoke jerked Hartley's pistol from leather and spun it around. Hartley lay still in the dirt, knocked out with his own gun. Smoke stuck both of Hartley's pistols behind his belt and reloaded his own .44s.
Let's see how these men like the fight taken to them.
Smoke charged right into the middle of the confused and dust-filled fray. He locked eyes with the young punk gunslick Twain.
Hey! This one!
Twain fell from the saddle and the butt of his boots caught in the stirrup. Twain's horse bolted. Twain was dragged across the yard. His horse leapt over a tree stump. Cat Jennings rammed his big gelding into Smoke's horse. Rolling away from the hooves of the panicked horse, Smoke jumped behind a startled outlaw and stuck a pistol in the man's side. Smoke shoved the body out of the saddle and took another horse. Smoke turned the horse right around, trying to get a shot at Cat. But the man was as elusive and quick as his name implied, fading into the milling confusion and churning dust.
Back! Fall back and surround the place!
Smoke turned toward Lanny Ball's cry. Jumping off his horse, Smoke rolled behind a tree in the front yard of the main house, and with a .44 in each hand, emptied the guns into the backs of the fast-retreating outlaws.